This is Yusuf.
And this is Inflight
Entertainment. The throwback holiday quarantine episodes.
Yes. So we are continuing our messed up holiday Christmas movies. And today we are diving into the December 4th, 2015 movie Krampus. And just to be clear, because there are a lot of Krampus movies, basically all called Krampus. This was the one with Adam Scott and Toni Collette.
Yes. And David Kochner. Yeah. He's familiar. Well, people who know him, he was one of the crew in Anchorman. He was the one that goes whammy, whammy, and so that's that guy. And he was also in Office, in The Office. So yeah, that guy.
Yeah. So real quick, Krampus is a Central European legend. He's half goat and half demon monster that punishes misbehaving children on Christmas time. And in the German Central European folklore, this actually happens on December 4th, which was the day that they released the movie, because that's Krampus Day. and according to legend, he is the son of Hel, the Norse god of the underworld. With the spread of Christianity, Krampus became associated with Christmas, despite efforts by the Catholic Church to ban him. And so he typically arrives the evening of December 5th. While St. Nicholas rewards nice children by leaving presents, Krampus beats those who are naughty with branches and sticks. And in some stories, he drags them down to hell and eats them.
Wow. Yeah, very, very dark. Very, very dark.
Yeah. So, like in Germany and Austria, they actually have Krampus runs where you dress up as Krampus and do a 5K. It is very much something that they celebrate. Here in Los Angeles, they're pre-quarantine. There used to be Krampus parties that were fun to go to.
Did you go to any of them?
I've gone to one of them. Yep.
Did you dress up?
I didn't dress up. But some of the folks that were dressed up as Krampus did an amazing job, just like full on, you know.
Oh, you didn't rock any Krampus stuff?
No. And I do have friends in New York that every year have a Krampus Christmas party. So there has been at least 10 different Krampus movies. And we will post in Facebook Screen Rants ranked Krampus movies. If you go on like any of the screening sites, you'll probably find one or two of them. The one we're reviewing, you can find on Amazon, and it's actually only ranked number 3 on Screen Rant.
Really? Sorry, guys.
We're not doing number 1. We're doing number 3.
Interesting.
Well, I know.
Well, okay, yeah, that's weird, because I mean, definitely there was more production put behind this one than this was.
Yeah, all the other ones look like something like the Sci-Fi Channel would do, or like a bad Hallmark movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Hallmark movies are good, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm hard. Well, they're very formulaic, those Hallmark
movies. Yes,
yeah, so 2015. So you know what everyone had on their iTunes playlist or Spotify?
Yeah, what was the number one song December 4th, 2015.
You want to guess it, or did I already tell you this?
You haven't told me yet.
Oh, you want? Okay, well, what is it? Guess it.
I have no idea.
Okay, 2015.
Was it like a Taylor Swift song?
No, but it is a blonde singer, a little heavier set than Taylor Swift.
Is it All I Want Is That Bass?
What song that?
I can't remember.
It's Adele. And the song is Hello.
Oh, you did say that. I thought you were just saying hello to me.
Hello, McFly. Hello. That was the jam. And that year, the year of our Krampus, December 4th, 2015, we were jamming to Dale's Hello.
Okay.
Yeah. And this
breakup records.
Pretty much. Well, I mean, Christmas. Yeah. So people don't have to worry about buying their significant other Christmas gifts. So, you know, they can press eject before spending money. Now, this particular film was directed by Michael
Dougherty.
Dougherty, yes. Michael Dougherty. Now, the movie he directed before this particular film was Trick or Treat. I kind of remember Trick or Treat. You remember Trick or Treat? I think it was a Blumhouse movie, if I'm not mistaken.
I recognize the poster, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, so Trick or Treat, that was his major film before being tapped to do this movie, Krampus. And then after Krampus, he was tapped to do a little larger film called Godzilla, King of the Monsters, that was released in 2019. Not too bad.
He's been a writer on a lot of things.
Yes.
So he was a writer on Superman Returns, X-Men 2, X-Men United, X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah, a lot of X-Men's.
he did the screenplay for Godzilla, King of Monsters, and Godzilla versus Kong, which is an upcoming movie.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, he spent more time writing movies than directing. But it's good to have both things going on, you know, so people at least know that, hey, the dude can write and direct. So let's get him to do some stuff.
So this particular Krampus movie is about a boy who has had a bad Christmas, and he like accidentally summons the festive demon to his family home. And his family is made up of his like core family, his mom, his dad, his sister, and his grandmother lives with them, and she speaks German through the entire movie. And then because it's Christmas, you have the in-laws that are visiting. So basically think of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Yes. With all the in-laws visiting. And it's sort of the same situation. It's just everyone's not really happy.
It's like everything, you know, very routine. And, you know, is at a point where meeting or getting together is just exercise in monotony, and you know, it's the same old conversations, same arguments, the same passive aggressive, you know, jabs at one another.
Right. You have the like the cousins that are picking on the youngest cousin, the oldest daughter that just wants to go hang out with her boyfriend, the sisters that don't like the aunt that has to come stay with them. In our secondary theme of dysfunctional families, this movie hits on every dysfunction of a family.
Oh yeah. Most definitely. And this movie it stars the late great Conchita Farrell.
Yes, she plays Aunt Dorothy.
Yes.
I didn't know she had passed away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A few months back, I think.
Oh. Yeah. So that's right. Yes. So she people might recognize her from the 2.5 Men.
Yeah.
She was the housekeeper.
Right. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, same energy, same, you know, same one-liners. Yeah. She was amazing at it. She was one of the best comic relief character or actors, you know, we've come across. It's like she knew how to hit you with just that one liner or just hit you with that disarming piece of dialogue that just have you laughing your ass off.
And then so after, like, the family's all at dinner, they're all basically dysfunctional family bullshit, and everyone's picking on the youngest boy, Max, because he's still writing letters to Santa. And so he runs up to his bedroom and shreds his letter to Santa up and throws it out the window and basically is like, I don't believe you in anymore. Right. And that's when it opens the door for all of the minions of Krampus to come attack. And for Krampus to come attack. And now it turns into a weird horror movie. Although this movie is rated PG-13. So it's not, like, it's not scary.
Yes. Yeah. No. I mean, and a lot can be, you know, I mean, I honestly, the technicals of this film was really great. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, there's puppetry in here. I mean, there's, you know, a little bit of CG. It's one of those movies where it's just a mix of a lot of different effects. And I think when you see movies like this and other movies that incorporate these different either practical effects or, you know, CG, but it's a perfect marriage of the two. It's a better product, in my opinion, visually.
Yeah, so for any listeners that watch Doctor Who, there is an episode called The Snowman, and basically this sort of reminds me of that episode. Okay, right on. Because the reason why is because, like, the first scary thing you see are snowmen start to circle the house.
Oh, yeah. I have to say,
the Doctor Who snowmen were much more terrifying than the snowman in Krampus.
All right. Yeah, because the snowman and Krampus, they just kind of just chill and just kind of look at you outside. Yeah. But it's funny. It's like how half of the movie, like, I think the second half, whatever, they were in the house, It reminded me of Gremlins a little bit, like with the gingerbread people attacking, and then like the dolls. And no, actually, the dolls gave me a little bit of a Poltergeist thing, because those, like, you know, toys and stuff started attacking them.
It's a clown type look.
So I got a little, like, oh, okay, it's a cool, it's a nice little, like, crazy mesh of Gremlins and like little Poltergeist and stuff like that. You know, the family just try to, like, survive it all. All the craziness. And then we get, I think, you know, once the shit hits the proverbial fan, that's when the grandma finally speaks English for the much needed explanation that the audience need of what the hell is happening. And so she goes into her backstory of, like, how she initially brought Krampus to, you know, the family, I guess, kind of.
Yeah, so she tells them about Krampus, and she doesn't come out and say it, but it sounds like she went through the same thing when she was a child. And so she knows how, by not believing in Christmas and Santa, that you're setting yourself up to be attacked by Krampus, and that's how she lost everyone in her family.
Right. Yep. And then and Krampus gave her the Krampus bell, right? Like, so she would never forget of, you know, like, I'm around and I will come for you if you keep, like, summoning me, so to speak. Which makes Krampus a unique character or unique, like, lure, right? It's like he don't seek you out. It's just through your actions you bring him in. Like, he's not Jason, and he's not like just kind of walking around, you know, like, oh man, who could I, like, you know, which family can I F with? It's just like, okay, this kid or this person, you know, don't believe anymore. So let me come on over here and, you know, do my Krampus thing with him or to him or her.
Right. So like in our Tuesday movie, Fat Man, instead of Santa coming to give you coal, Krampus comes for you. And it's, he's very targeted. You're right. Because he's not going after everyone. He's just going after the kids that have been bad or stopped believing.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, I mean, you know, so he's a cautionary tale. It's like he's going to come for you. So, you know, believe. Honestly, it should be a story. So if there should be a story in the lines of Fat Man where Santa and Krampus are kind of in with each other on this thing, you know, because it's kind of like a synergy if you think about it between Santa and Krampus, right? It's like, okay, yeah. If you're good, Santa benefit. If you know you don't believe in Santa, Krampus benefit. So maybe they could try to like parlay that into an enterprise, almost like Monsters, Inc. a little bit, you know. So it's like no matter who, it's like both of them win, you know, during a holiday. So it's like, I don't know.
I like it. Yes. We need a Fat Man sequel with Krampus.
Yeah. And it'd be like Godfather thing where Krampus come to him like, okay, I'll make you an offer you can't refuse. Yeah. We just split the profits down to me. It'd be like a mob movie at that point. That'd be pretty funny. And then the elves and the Krampus minions are kind of like, you know, going at each other, like doing hits on each other and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Like disgruntled cousins. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. So, but yeah. So that's something me and Jenna was going to write and direct coming soon to you guys. So
be on
the lookout.
But yeah, so we see the family fighting all of the minions, and we basically start to see Krampus capture everyone and take them to like a pit, dropping them into the pit to go to hell. Mm-hmm. And then the boy sacrifices his life in order to save his family, and they all wake up Christmas morning, sort of not aware, like they all seem to have amnesia except for the boy and grandma. Right. And when he rings the Krampus bell, they all remember. And then it pans out and we find out they're in a snow globe.
Yeah, like Krampus have everyone in the snow globe, which reminds me of another movie. It's like the, you know, the end of the first Men in Black. You know, when the galaxies kind of pans out, when it's just like all the galaxies are marbles that this alien is just kind of playing marbles with. So like, oh, okay, this is a Men in Black ending kind of thing. Which is cool.
I saw this at the movie theater. It was a date. And both me and my date were sort of disappointed when we walked out of the movie. I feel like the Krampus story has such like nice meat to it. Mm-hmm. But this was a little, I mean, it was PG-13. Why wasn't it rated R? They could have done so much stuff with a rated R version.
It's a studio film, so it's more returns with a PG-13 than an R-rated movie. So.
I know, but like they had an amazing cast.
Yeah,
Adams,
totally. But
Toni Collette, mm-hmm. Conchita Farrell, Krista Stadler, mm-hmm. Alison Tolman. I mean, they had a really good cast.
Yeah,
it was definitely and it a good just cast. Sort of everyone was there for the paycheck, not necessarily for the story.
Yeah, even though it was just a lot of, yeah. Well, okay, your gripe was it was a darker and more kind of like, kind of, right? Yeah, it's like limbs ripped from grandma, you know, like, yeah. Like you say, it was a PG-13 version. I guess that's why it's number three. I'm sure if you watched the number one pick, it would probably be a little bit more gorier than
Yeah, this one. I'm gonna have to go find number one.
Okay. Yeah, let us know if it's the right choice for number one. Okay. All right. So our review goes on the couch. You got a sip on your eggnog with Spike with your rum or what have you. It's a good viewing. Putting on your shoes, contemplating going outside. It's okay. It's not worth me staying. It's not worth me leaving. I'm conflicted. Going outside is, I would rather go outside and have Krampus, COVID Krampus, just consume me with the virus, and I'll take my chances dying.
I think I'd rather go out and play with Krampus than watch this movie again.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah,
I know I suggested this movie for us to review, but I feel like we had to because it's Krampus.
Yeah, it's Krampus.
But like watching again, I was like, why? Like they have all of this heritage for the Krampus mythology, and they just sort of, they gave you like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation with some creepy Doctor Who characters thrown in.
Right on.
Doctor Who episode Snowman is way scarier, creepier than this movie.
Gotcha. Yeah. I know, even though like that angel doll in this movie was a little creepy because it had those little, like the teeth. Yeah, that was a little weird. Anyway, I'll put the shoes on. I mean, I'm not gonna give it that harsh of a view because I did enjoy some scenes in here the arguments between the Republican family and was pretty hilarious. And like I said, man, I really enjoy visually kind of like the practical effects, the puppetry, kind of like the art design and the designs on like Krampus kind of face was pretty cool. I mean, visually it was some cool stuff to look at. To General's point, yeah, it didn't really get down in the dirt, but for the version we got, I mean, I enjoyed it. I mean, it wasn't top of the list, but it was enjoyable in my opinion. So there you have it, guys. Krampus. Genoa would say just, go shovel snow, whatever. I say, if you got a minute, check it out. I mean, whatever. And so we gonna see on the flip side. Well, we're going to give you a bang bang of the good Santa Claus next week.
Yes, our week of Christmas, we're going to step away from dysfunctional families and bad Christmas, evil Christmas, and we're going to go more traditional.
Yeah, more traditional. Yes, we're not going to traumatize you guys. We got to be nice on Christmas week. Well, until next week, wish everyone safe physical distancing and
stay home, or if you leave the house, wear a mask.
Yes.